Unlike real teachers, we don't take our work home with us. So, toodaloo.
That's right. Bye-bye.
Salary talk in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gretchen.
And I'm Richard.
Welcome to Streamiversity, a 9-minute podcast rooted in appreciation for the podcast Streamiverse.
We are all in on studying up on Streamiverse's journey, from Quibi fan podcast to Spite podcast. We are here to cover anything and everything in the Streamiverse. Here's what's happening at Streamiversity today. Well, hello. I used the timing clock. I punched my card, but it ran out of ink.
It ran out of ink?
Yeah, it's one of those old ones that they used when, you know, like I was starting in the
like
work.
Fred Flintstone?
Like Fred Flintstone. I feel like his was a stone and there was a bird chiseling out his punch times, maybe. But for us,
yeah.
When I joined the workforce, a lot of the companies had not transferred over to digital and, you know, finger punch in clocks or whatever. So I literally had a card and I would go, and it would like print.
And it was ink. Interesting.
Yeah. So
that's one of those things I've only ever seen portrayed on TV. Hey, Quibi, that's an idea for you right there.
That's a show. Punch clocks.
Punch clocks through history.
Yes, through the years.
Start with the Flintstones.
Yes, because that would be chronologically the earliest record we have of.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Oh my goodness. So apparently, Jeffrey Katzenberg, getting back to what we talked about in yesterday's class, he is assuring worried. Okay, so the nation is worrying about these Quibi jobs, as the AV Club says. Jeffrey Katzenberg assures worried nation that Quibi is going to get through this and that any.
What? This is the AV Club and not the Onion that wrote this?
Yes, it's the AV Club.
Double check, Richard.
AV Club. Wednesday by William Hughes. Yeah, it doesn't
okay,
say.
Okay, that's.
Yeah.
AV Club, that's the real part of the Onion. That's not the fake part
yeah,
of the Onion.
Yeah, same company, but one has like more realistic stories and one has made up stories that could be realistic.
Yes. Yes. Like.
Like what?
I'm trying to. My favorite Onion headline of all time is Responsibility Onions not selling as well as Funyuns.
That's a great one. Oh boy. Well,
so J. Katz thought that the nation was worried. I'm going to assume that he made that announcement before all of the sweeping national unrest and protests and activism that's been going on. I'm going to assume that he said that before any of this, that he's that tone deaf.
Yeah. I'm hoping, assuming and hoping that the nation he's referring to is pre, you know, the protests and everything going on, that is very important, because really Quibi is not as important as social change.
Yes. I mean, that's obvious, but even rewinding before the whole nation has been really activated to talk about social justice change, let's just kind of rewind to that frame of mind a few weeks back.
Right.
J. Katz really thought that the nation was that focused on Quibi?
Apparently.
Because they've been sliding down the charts in the app stores.
Yeah, from in the upper, you know, 100 and up to now like 1,000.
Yeah.
Which is not good.
No, especially because the 90-day free trial is not up yet, correct?
Not yet. I believe I still have till the end of this month with my free trial. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty close, but at the same time, there are so many Quibis to be viewed by me. And as much as I think it's a chore, sometimes I enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like Quibi's doing great. No layoffs are planned. Who said layoffs? Not Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman, who also announced this week that they're taking a 10% pay cut for reasons of fun and pleasure only. There's no reason for them to be taking a pay cut. Don't worry about Quibi.
They just wanted to shake things up with their direct deposit. And they're like, you know what? I need to just get a little, give a little more fun and whimsy to my personal accountant. I'm going to now have that direct deposit be 10% less than it used to be. And I'm just going to see if my personal accountant notices. And then when they notice, I'm going to be like, I just thought you might like a fun little change.
Yeah, just something different.
Shake things up in the old checkbook.
Yeah, that's what billionaires have to do sometimes. They have to really...
That really is the most dangerous game.
Most dangerous game. That doesn't get old, right?
That's what billionaires have come to, is just for funsies, giving themselves 10% pay cuts.
Yeah, they're like, ooh, that's different. That's less zeros than I'm used to.
But as Danielle and Rob pointed out, that's a whole box of shiitake mushrooms, because
oh my gosh,
they could take more than 10%, all the way up to taking 100% pay cut.
50% to 100%? Probably that would be reasonable. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And getting back to what we were saying yesterday, true startups that have gone on to become successful, the founders have all of these stories about they were taking bare minimum salaries. They were basically paying themselves minimum wage.
Yeah.
They were, you know, living and working out of a, you know, one bedroom apartment to try to just save as much cost as possible. And we've got Quibi doing things like buying jackets.
Oh yeah. Those infamous jackets. Like, that seems like that's money.
I would guess it is money, unless they
did it themselves.
held up a athletic supply store.
Right. Even to embroider that purple Q onto anything, that takes money. That takes time and money.
Mm-hmm.
And why? Like, no front-facing employees. They're all behind the scenes.
That's a good point. I mean, I think also that comes from, you know, tech companies that are successful. You know, we live in an area that has a lot of major tech companies.
For sure.
And we have friends that work for those major tech companies. And so I know that those friends of ours have little bits of swag are either handed out or you can buy them in the company store. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of major corporations also have company stores where employees can buy
merchandise,
branded items that have the logo,
and it's advertising. Really.
Yeah. I guess what was interesting to me, though, specifically, it was the jacket. That's something that I think of as traditionally in the entertainment industry as a wrap gift.
Yeah.
So
true. So like once
for anyone that doesn't know, when you finish up a season of a TV show, a lot of times as a wrap gift that's given to cast and crew is some kind of jacket or sweatshirt that has the name and the season of that TV show. So to me, when we heard that story that was shared by the Punk'd producer, Nick Kreis.
Oh yeah.
That was making some merchandise for their employees to wear. I thought of it as like, oh, you've jinxed yourself.
Yeah.
That's something that you put out at the end of a successful season.
Yeah, not at the beginning or before you have the numbers, before you have the ratings. Yeah.
Okay, that's it for today, folks.
That's it. We'll teach you some more things tomorrow. Oh no, that's the bell. Streamiversity is over for today.
But we're going to be back here every weekday as long as Streamiverse is putting out episodes. Rate, subscribe, and share with your favorite Streamiversity scholars.